Okay. Father Jim, year number 12.
Year 12 of Evening Among Friends, and it's our final event. Everyone rolls their eyes and say, you say that every year, but this year it is our final event. And we're calling it the last call. And the reason being is because we're honoring Officer Daniel Ellis, fallen officer from Richmond. The first fallen officer, I think, since 1890-something. So it is kind of a bittersweet time for us to come together. But we're excited to have Jay Leno, and only 11 tickets left to a major sellout. So we're great.
You choose the guests every year. Why Jay Leno?
Well, you know, I've got to tell you, I have tried to get Jay Leno for 5 years, and his schedule never was able to work out. First of all, he's a legend. Second of all, clean humor. Third of all, he's Catholic. Fourth of all, he's very laid back. And I just was tired, to be frankly honest with you, of having to bring in the bands and the instruments and the lights and the sound. Here we can just have a comedian, one person, and make people laugh. Gosh, especially in our day and age right now, we all need to laugh and have some fun. And he does that.
Well, and you brought up the fact that you've brought in Big X before, as far as like a lot of musicians and that kind of thing, which has changed the venue. And there's great things for both venues,
right.
But this is going to be a nice intimate, back to the intimacy.
It's back to what we began with. We started this 12 years ago with only a select group, 500 people. And one of the things is, when are you going to see Jay Leno? When are you going to experience someone like Martin Short or Natalie Cole or Donny Osmond in a venue of 500 people? It's extremely rare. It's extremely rare. And I wanted to go back to that because people have always shared that they miss that intimacy. I got to tell you, it's a different feeling when you are in a place with just these people.
Do you still have a few tickets left? How can people get those final tickets?
Well, first of all, I want to, some people kind of look at the price of the ticket and go, oh my, okay. So first of all, we got to realize that this is a $200 ticket, but then you need to ask yourself, what do we get for $200? So what we get is valet parking free. You then get unlimited food and alcohol if you wish to partake. You then get a 75 to 120 minute show, okay, of a legend in comedy. You then get, dinner, hors d'oeuvres afterwards, and coffee and desserts. And during the show, there are going to be surprises given away. We have a Harley Davidson motorcycle, $13,000 we're raffling off. Jay says that he wants to give something away, so the rumor has it is that he's giving away a trip to California to see his garage. I said, Jay, who wants to see a garage? They can see it anywhere. He just looked at me, you know. So there's some great things that are going to happen. Plus, on top of that, within the $200, you're giving a donation to the Ellis Memorial Fund and St. Mark. What else can you ask for?
What a fantastic fundraiser. Yeah. And we've done several stories with you, and you are famous in the community of give and receive, give and receive. That has always been your message. You preach it all over the world.
I do. And I say this, if you think of Evening Among Friends as first and foremost a fundraiser and raising money, you've got it wrong. Serious. That has never been my model or understanding of this. First and foremost, Evening Among Friends is when people can come together of all life, all ways of life, all walks of life, all creeds, anything, and come together for an evening and have a good time. If from that money is raised, wonderful. But that's not our primary goal. Okay, that's not our primary goal.
And such a wonderful thing to add the Ellis family this year.
Yes.
Such a great family.
Oh, they are.
And when all that happened, you were one of the pastors who was in the forefront of this. This is such a small, tight community that it touched everyone here.
Well, it was very important. I mean, as soon as I heard this, I said, we're having mass. We're having a mass. We had it the next day. I only put it on email, on Facebook and Twitter. I said, join us. There were 600 people. It was standing room only. And it was wonderful to see, and that's what we do, and that's important, you know. And as I say so long to this community, I pray that we may continually be a community that sticks together, that gives and receives and recognizes the importance of one another.
And the beautiful thing is someone donated an entire pew to the family.
Central Bank did. Central Bank, they were the first people I contacted. And the reason being is because I'm very grateful to Central Bank. For 12 years, they have been a sponsor of this event every year, okay, in various forms, okay? Some years they've said we can't do as much, but we'll do something. So this year I asked them to give the pew to the Ellis family, and it was within 3-4 hours, absolutely. So they have provided the pew for the entire Ellis family. Mrs. Ellis and a guest will be my friend, will be my guests up on the front row. So, and Jay knows all about the event and why we're doing this, and he is very excited. You know.
How can people get these final tickets?
Sure, the final tickets, 11 left. www.stmartcatholicchurch.net, and they can get the tickets or call our church office, 859-623-2989, and just get the tickets.
Have you had a favorite, or are they all just so special over the last 12 years?
To be honest with you, everyone knows that I love Dolly Parton. She has always been a favorite. But I got to tell you, each and every one of them have brought a unique aspect. Each and every one of them have made us laugh, cry, think, and ponder. I think it's very interesting that people always ask, you know, why did they come to Richmond or why did they come to St. Mark? I will say that they have left better people because of it. You know, I'm also going to at least take a moment of silence for Natalie Cole. You know, she came twice to our church, and the second time she came to our church was as a sign of thank you. She came because we were praying for her and supporting her through her diagnosis. And when she was at that time healed from that diagnosis, or at least recovering well, she made it a point to come back and give us a show and to say thank you. So, you know, there have been some very beautiful moments. One of the moments I remember is when one of the celebrities came, and I think it was Dolly with her group, and the person, one of her band members' luggage popped open, and it was filled with dirty laundry, and they were so embarrassed. And one of our parishioners said, I'm taking this home. I'm going to wash your laundry for you. I mean, that's what we do. You know, that's all part of it. And so they love coming to St. Mark, and the reason being is because we cater not only to them, but their entire staff. Jay's not bringing a staff, which is kind of a blessing as well, because we get more time with him and focus on him. But it has been a beautiful opportunity. And trust me, you know, in the journalistic world, in the priest world, it's also in the art world. There's no way these celebrities would have agreed to continue to come back and come to our place if they had known that it's not a great event. They would have never agree to it.
And word got around.
Oh, yeah.
Other performers, so then when you would call.
That's exactly right. We've heard about this, or we know about this, or this. They dread a call from me because they know that if I'm on their radar, if they're on my radar, we're going to get them. You know, it may take some time, but I'm going to get them.
And if anyone hears this, loppy dog in the interview with us.
Yeah, that's right. My bloodhound, Gracie Marie, is just loving this, and so she is flopping all around us and saying, I'm not getting the attention I deserve. And isn't it interesting that before the interview she was calm, eating everything, but now all of a sudden she is like, I need the attention.
Well, the microphone looks pretty tantalizing to her. Yes, she's like, that looks like a great toy there. that's the noise you're hearing in the background, right? Is this cute dog. And your tenure here at St. Mark after 12 years?
12 years. It will be 12 years.
It's coming to an end.
It is. It's all part of what priesthood is about. It's all part of what ministry is about. That, you know, we do get attached, but we don't belong to the parish. And that we believe that we will be sent where we need to be at the present time. You know, when I came here to St. Mark 12 years ago, I knew nothing about running a parish. I don't say that I know much more, but at least I have further insights. It wasn't an easy assignment, but it was an assignment that through God's grace and through the working together with the people, they taught me a lot and they learned a lot. And as with any vocation in life, It takes work. And I'm sad to see myself go from here. But you know what? I'm blessed because wherever I do end up, I'm a little bit wiser, a little bit smarter, a whole lot more loving and merciful. And it's because of what the people taught me here. So I'm blessed because of that.
Ready for the next chapter?
I am ready. I don't know what it is. You know, that's what's interesting is everyone asks me, where am I going? And I don't know. But I believe that it will be an interesting chapter. Someone said, this is not the end of Evening Among Friends. And maybe it's not the end of it, but it's the end of it here in Richmond for me. And possibly a new format and a new style and a new name. And we'll see what happens.
Well, thank you so much. You've let us interview you over the years on some great stories. And hopefully you'll still be in the Lexington area.
I hope we'll get
to see you.
Definitely. Thank you so much for your work and your willingness to help spread the message as well.
We've been talking to Father Jim Sitchko at St. Mark Church here in Richmond. Evening Among Stars is this Saturday. Once again, log on to WUKY.org, and we have a link to the site if you'd like to get those final tickets.